This is Maura
and Harp,
and this is Q-Lips,
and we're bringing you a Chatterbox podcast.
Right. In the Chatterbox episodes, what we do is we chat.
Exactly. In the Chatterbox, we pick a topic that's interesting for you to hear about.
Right. So it could be something cultural or something going on in the news, or just a topic that everyone is interested in.
Exactly. Make sure you check out our website. That's Q-Lips, C-U-L-I-P-S.com. Because at the website, you can find the lip service, which has the detailed explanations, the full transcript, and also a quiz.
Yeah, so check it out. So, today, the Chatterbox episode. What are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about food.
Yeah, we're going to look at food. First, we're going to talk about potlucks. And if you don't know what that is, keep listening and we'll tell you.
Yeah, and we're also going to talk about comfort food.
Yeah, so potlucks and comfort food. But first, we're going to talk about Canadian food.
Exactly. But that's kind of weird because what kind of food is Canadian food?
Yeah, it's a really hard topic, actually. I remember I was in France maybe 5 years ago, and someone there asked me, what is a typical Canadian dish? And honestly, Harp, I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, I've been in the exact same situation. The answers that I would give would be poutine.
Okay, so poutine. Poutine is really popular in Quebec. And I think people in Quebec would say that poutine started here, but you can get it across Canada now too.
Yeah, I think the best poutine is in Quebec though.
Yeah. So poutine, it's a funny word. What it is French fries and cheese curds, a kind of cheese, and then gravy on top of it.
Yeah, and the gravy kind of melts the cheese a little bit, and it's this ooey, gooey. Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah. I could really go for a poutine every once in a while.
I could go for one right now.
I'm sure some of you listening think that that sounds not very delicious.
But it is. You should try it if you come to Canada.
Yeah, it sounds very strange if you've never heard of it before, but it's really good. What else could be Canadian food?
Bannock?
What's that, Harp?
Bannock is, it's a bread, and I don't think it has yeast in it. I could compare it to maybe naan, which is an Indian bread, or pita. It's a nice warm bread.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So I guess it depends where you are in Canada, because some food is popular in some regions, but not in others. Because in the maritime provinces, like on the east coast of Canada, lobster and other seafood and fish, that kind of stuff is very popular.
Yeah, but it's difficult to get fresh seafood in the middle of Canada.
Yeah, for sure. People eat lobster, but it's not fresh from the ocean. When you go to a typical Canadian or North American restaurant, I think the kind of food you get is like hamburgers or pasta and pizza and nachos.
But if you think about it, those foods all came from different places. Pasta is Italian, nachos are Mexican, and that's kind of like Canada. All the people came from different places, so that's our food.
Yeah, exactly. All of those foods are popular, but none of them really came from Canada.
Exactly.
So, we don't really have an answer to what Canadian food is.
No, but you can find lots of delicious food when you come here.
Yes. So, now let's talk about potlucks.
I love potlucks.
Yeah, me too.
So, a potluck is where you have a group of friends or you have a group of coworkers, and everyone brings one dish. For example, one person can bring a cake And one person can bring a pasta and one person can bring a salad. So at the end, you have a lot of different types of food and you get to help yourself and you get to just pick a little bit of each thing that looks good to you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really easy to have a potluck dinner because you only need to prepare one thing. And all the other people who are coming, they bring one thing too. So in the end, it's only a little bit of work for everybody, but then you have a lot of food.
Yeah, I find at potlucks you have so much food.
Yeah, I love wolfing it all down.
Yeah. Eating so fast and so much.
Yeah, it's so good. But sometimes it's not very organized. So maybe you have 3 cakes or 2 pizzas because people bring the same things.
Yeah, sometimes people are more organized and make a list. But I've been to one that was all desserts. Everyone brought a dessert. No one brought any sort of main course or salad. So it was delicious.
Yeah.
But not very healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes potlucks have themes.
Yeah. So it could be a Mexican theme or it could be an Italian theme.
Yeah, yeah. One of my friends had a burrito party. So everyone brought one ingredient to make burritos.
Oh, that's a fun idea.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, one of the first potlucks I ever went to was a comfort food potluck.
Oh, so I guess this brings us into our third topic of what comfort food is.
Yes. So if you know the word comfort, which is like comfortable, so it's a food that you really like that makes you feel good.
Exactly. So some typical North American comfort foods are macaroni and cheese or chicken noodle soup.
Exactly. So a lot of the time, comfort food is food that you had when you were a kid. Because if you have good memories of when you were a kid and you eat the same thing when you're older, you feel all nice and warm, like maybe your mom is taking care of you.
Exactly. What's comfort food for you?
Well, one of the things that is a comfort food is pierogies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my mother's side of my family is actually Polish.
Okay.
So growing up, and even now, sometimes we eat Polish food. And pierogies, well, if you don't know what that is, it's like a dumpling. So you have dough, and inside of it, you have different kinds, but the ones that we had were cheese and potato. Yeah, and we also maybe had blueberry sometimes too.
Really?
Yeah. So you eat those with sour cream.
I have to say I love pierogies.
Yeah.
Whenever I eat pierogies, my eyes are bigger than my stomach. And I just eat and eat and eat. And then I feel a little bit sick because I ate so much.
Yeah. For sure, me too. When I want to make pierogies, I decide to make maybe 10. And then when I start to eat them, I sometimes can't eat all 10 because I get full too fast.
Yeah.
What about you, Harp? What's your comfort food?
My comfort food is dal. And dal is an Indian lentil soup. And for me, it's just comfort. Every time I go home, my mom makes it for me. And it's just delicious and comforting. And you feel warm and I try to make it, but it's not as good as when my mom makes it. When my mom makes it, that's when it's real comfort food.
Yeah, for sure. I like to have comfort food, you know, if you're having a bad day or you're feeling sad or tired, and then you have comfort food and you just feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I crave comfort food in the winter,
mm-hmm.
You know, when it's cold outside and you want to stay warm and eat something comforting.
Yeah, it's nice to have a warm food. In that case, for sure.
Exactly.
Okay, great. So now, after all this talking, Harp, I'm kind of hungry.
Me too.
Do you want to go grab a bite to eat?
Let's go.
Okay, but before we go, we'll just remind you what we talked about. Well, we try to answer the question, what is Canadian food, but we can only guess.
Exactly. And then we talked about potlucks.
Yeah. that's the kind of meal where everyone invited brings a certain food and you share with everybody.
Exactly. And then we ended with a conversation about comfort food. So comfort food is food that is comforting to you, something that you remember from your childhood that makes you feel warm and good inside.
Right. So I wonder what your comfort food is.
Yeah, write us an email.
Or go to our website and post a comment telling us about your comfort food, because it's really different depending what country you're from or your background.
Yeah, what kind of food your mom made or your dad made when you were growing up.
Exactly. Okay, great. Now let's go get something to eat.
Yeah, I'm starving.
Okay, so thanks for listening. Don't forget to go to our website, qlips.com, and we'll be talking to you later.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.